Y'all ready? Here we go. Got a lot of movement. You know what that movement is? That's what love looks like. Ain't it, Ronnie? Going and loving on people. Amen. Got a letter this week. Why do people write me? What did I ever do? No, I was. I got a letter, email actually, but it could have been a letter because it was long. But no, it was fine. It was sort of funny. And I got this letter, and this letter said, Pastor Gary, and went on to tell me how they were in Englewood. And a car run them off the road. And then it kept going and did the same thing to other people. Just passing and pushing people out of the way and all that. It really upset the woman. And it had a fellowship sticker on the back. So see, I get the grief because of some of you people. Okay. Well, anyway, it's all right. So I read it. But then I guess it came to a place to where, and maybe she's here, I don't know. But then it came to a place where I guess she could get close to the car. And there was a little bit of a confrontation. And it seemed like maybe the person got out of the car. Yeah. Not good. Based on the letter. And anyway, words were exchanged. And she even confessed that she said some cuss words she shouldn't have said. And apologized to me for saying this. But she was frustrated. Anyway, and she said, I guess she said in the letter that at the end of this confrontation, she may have said something like, and I'm sure, your pastor wouldn't appreciate it, or something like that. Which she's right. You hear me? Yes or no? However, then I guess according to her, he said, I'll tell Pastor Gary hello for you. Yeah, he's going to say hi to me for her. Anyway, it's just not good. Not what you want to say. Long story short, so that happened. So watch what you do. Got it or not? Yes or no? But I wrote her back. Normally I don't write back. I don't. If you write, so I don't know, write back. I can't spend all day doing all this. But I wrote back and I said, I'm sorry for that experience that you had. I said, we got a pretty good sized church and stickers are everywhere. You know what I mean? I can't. And she knows that. I said, but the funny thing is, and she described the car. Oh, yeah. She actually sent me a picture of the car. And here's what I told her. Now, if this is your car, you're feeling pretty crappy right now. And you're fine. You don't need to stand up and come forward or nothing. But, you know what I said in my letter? I'm sorry about that, and I'm glad you're better now and calm down. But then I said this. Funny thing is, same thing happened to me 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Same color car. Looked like the same vehicle. Happened to me. Got run over, had been pushed out of the way a little bit. But I couldn't get to him because it went so fast and it turned. So I said, if you'll describe the situation to me a little more, I'll be on the lookout. So I got a picture now, not of the person, but I got a picture of the car. So I'm just saying that if that is you or you're watching online, I'm coming. Watch out. Well, find your tail. If you hit the Walmart, you're going to find me by your back of your car. I got a good picture of the rear end anyway. Hey, guys, I've had many times where I've done something wrong on the highway. I ain't drove just right. I'm going to tell you that right now. And a lot of times I'm not paying good attention or something like that. So I get it. But we need to be a little better. Got it? Say a little better. One more time. All right. We good? All right. Yeah, it does take two to tango. But still, no, it ain't a good idea to get out and do all that. But I can't fix all that. I can work on my people. I can't work on all that. Amen? So, yeah, I just thought you'd find that funny. Amen? So, well, she did. She got two R's and everything in it. Yeah, it was pretty good. Let's go to God's Word. Come on. Funny. There we go. Praise the Lord. Let's go. This is why it takes people three or four times to come here to put up with me. Because that's not typical how you have a preacher talks, is it? But I'm me. Got it? And this is my message right here. I didn't get it off of a, you know, some kind of app or something. Ready? Let's go with it right now. Imminent storm. Impending danger ahead. That's what I called this. Honestly, I named it after Ian. I wanted us because we had been pretty devastated and we see all these spaghetti models about hurricanes and all these signs of a, you know, hurricanes coming. We just had Debbie and they did all that for us. And then we had Ernesto and he was going this away. And you watch all that stuff, right? Well, there's all kinds of signs in the Bible about last days. And that's why I called it this, imminent storm. And there's all kinds of signs. We're seeing these signs come to pass. Do we know when the Lord's going to come? I do not know. All I know is we're seeing things that are lining up with the Bible. You hear me or not? And we've given, this is week number 12, I think, in a series on end time events. And so you had a lot of information. Yes or no, amen. You've had a lot of information. And so I don't want to be the kind of preacher that has all these signs out there and I just lull you to sleep when you come in on Sunday morning. You see it on your television. You see it in your world. You are in a very rapidly changing world all the time. Ukraine now has pushed further into Russia. Okay? And you might say, well, good for Ukraine, yeah. Well, they're using American-made and bought-for weapons to kill these people and to shoot in there. And I know it goes both ways. But don't think we're going to get to sit over here on the sidelines where another country is using weapons to hit Russia and Russia's not going to strike us. It makes no sense to think, we're good, let them fight the war. Well, these people have a brain too. And they're going to get fed up with it. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? And they've yoked up with China. And it's a mess. It's a ticking time bomb. And you might not like to hear that. You'd rather me just talk about Psalm 23. I love Psalm 23. But you can see it, yes or no? So what you going to do about it? When are you going to wake up, say, and say, I need the Lord. I need to live for the Lord. I need to be in prayer. I need to repent. I need to love people and share Christ with people. Y'all hear me? This should motivate you. I'm depressed. I went to fellowship. I'm not trying to depress you. I'm trying to shake you and wake you up. Y'all hear me? Okay? Let's go. Let's see what we can find. Imminent storm. Help me. It all started with a question. This whole series started with his disciples asking him a question. And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him. How'd they come to him? Private. He is trying to get a break. Here's Jesus over here by himself, taking it easy maybe. And so his disciples come over there, and he probably says this, oh no. But they come over and they start talking to him privately. Say this with me. Say that with me. Tell us when shall these things be. Keep going. And what shall be the sign of your and of the end of the world. That should be a question on a lot of people's minds. Good question. Great question. And so Jesus, we have in the book of Matthew and in other places as well, but specifically in Matthew, we have Matthew 24 and 25 that gives great detail to him answering that question. And that's what this series has been about. And I've shared other scripture in Revelation and some other places where the Apostle Paul wrote. But we pretty much hung our hat here a lot. Y'all with me so far? So it all started with a question. This whole series started with a question. Let's keep looking. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass. Back it up. Not that far. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But Jesus said, what I'm telling you is not going to pass away. That's pretty clear, isn't it? But of that day and hour, say it with me, knows no what? No, not the angels of heaven, but who? My Father only. So, have we laid the groundwork pretty good there? You've been with me for a while. We've reiterated this. It's very important. So, here we go. See what we can find now. We'll push it a little further. So what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about all this? What am I going to do about this information? What did Jesus do? Just talk to him so we could go, well, whatever. Doesn't affect me. Well, look at that. It is affecting you. You're living in a world right now that's, you're being affected by some of the things that he said would come to pass. Do I know if this is the end, the last? I don't know. But all I know, it looks a lot like what he talked about. And so if it's not, it's certainly a precursor of these events. So what am I going to do about it? Amen. Let's look at it. Thanks, buddy. Let's keep pushing. Okay. Remember last week we talked about the rapture? Remember the rapture? Christ coming again. Well, he ain't coming again. Well, if that's your position, that he's not coming again, I don't know how you have the position that he came the first time. You hear me or not? Being born in Bethlehem of a virgin is pretty tough. Dying on a cross, being put to death, buried in a tomb, big stone rolled in front of it. In there for 3 days dead. Pretty tough. So why in the world, if I believe in Jesus Christ, if I believe he died on the cross, born of a virgin, lived life, a sinless life, died on a cross for my sins, rose from the dead, why would I then stop and go, but this coming again stuff, I don't believe all that. You sound like a crazy person, in my view. Wanting your cake and to eat it too. I think the sensible, logical position is believe him. You hear me? Believe him. Believe the word of God. Say that out loud. Believe the word of God. Well, my church didn't teach that. Well, don't listen to them. Believe the word of God. Right, Pastor? So let's look at it. So what should I do about all this information? The rapture, the tribulation period that's going to be coming, the war, all-out war against Israel, the annihilation of Israel. One third of mankind will be destroyed in the tribulation period. Maybe 2.5 to 3 billion people. What am I going to do about all that? You know what? Say that out loud. Number one, say it with me. Believe what? It'll happen. Believe it'll happen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away. Believe it will happen. This should not take me or you by surprise. I mean, honestly, right now, you can look at your world, you can look at a lot of things going on, you could actually, you know, get you a rubber room and live in it almost. I mean, that's great. A lot of insanity going on out there. Y'all know that or not, say? And we live in Florida. We got about the freest state in the country. You know what I'm saying? If it's not, it's one of them for sure, yes or no. We've got more, maybe, it just seems a lot easier than a lot of people have it. I just tell you something, friend. This will happen. Christ will come again. Believe it'll happen. Of that day and hour knows no man. We said that before. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Keep reading. Just watch it with me. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, the days of Noah was a very wicked time. Jesus said it'll be a time like that. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and they were drinking, they were marrying, they were giving in marriage. Business as usual, just go on, live your life, do your thing, don't have God in your life. Until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they didn't know until the flood came. And took them all away. Say that last part with me. So shall also the what? Coming of the Son of Man what? Be. Okay? Jesus is speaking. We heard the song last week that Mitchell sang. Remember on the video? He gave this scripture in the song. Then two shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, the other left. That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. You see, that's the Bible right there. Y'all know that or not? What? Two women will be grinding at a meal. The one shall be taken, the other left. What are you going to do about it? And that ain't thrown into part, you're going to die too. If he doesn't come, you're dead. Do you know the Lord? Yes or no? You're like, you're depressing me, man. Just telling you the truth. Wouldn't it be nice to do something about it before it happens? Wouldn't it be nice to know the Lord before you see the Lord? That's all I'm trying to say. Do something about it. Humble yourself. Say it out loud. Humble yourself. Put your faith in Christ. Admit you're wrong. Say that out loud. Admit you're what? It's okay. I need the Lord. I'm not good enough to go to heaven. Sacraments won't save me. Baptism won't save me. Money and giving won't save me. Only the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can save me. That's what you need to do about it. Amen? So believe it'll happen, because it will happen. Let's keep looking. Live like it'll happen when? Today. You ever heard of somebody during your day, you got a phone call, so-and-so died. One day that'll be somebody calling about you. Somebody calling about me. Guys, I don't know when the Lord's coming. I don't know when all these events will unfold. But we need to live like I'm going to see Him today. You think you'd screw your life up if you start living like that? Yes or no? No. You might slow down in traffic a little more. Now, speeding don't bother me. Have at it. No, I'm sorry. But anyway, but the thing is, no, serious. I'm just playing. But really, it might change a lot about the way we live our life. Yes or no? Amen. Live like it'll happen today. What's the Bible say? What does Jesus say? He said, I'm to be watching. I'm to be watching. Say that verse with me. Watch, therefore. Say it with me. For you know not what hour your Lord does come. Watch. Live like it'll happen today. Be watching. I had Roger put this up for me. All those are Islamic nations all around Israel. They're completely surrounded. They're that little tiny spot of land. You can't even see it. He's got it in the blue right there. It's real small. Not the flag. The flag's huge. Israel's where that arrow's going. There's a little arrow going there. And there's a tiny little piece of land. Real small. That's Israel. They are totally surrounded. And you know what's keeping this from all happening and unfolding right now against Israel? one country. What's the name of that country? The United States of America. Have y'all been watching TV lately? Have you ever? No, good. Yeah, I heard him. Have you ever seen more ships? I haven't seen it in my lifetime. Not to my knowledge. I have never seen more ships sent from the United States of America that I see that they have commissioned right now. They're here, they're here, they're here, they're here. And these are big, big carrier groups and things like that. Just one carrier group. I understand just one of our carrier groups is bigger than the armies and navies of most nations. Just one of them. If I was you, I'd be watching for the Lord's return. Did y'all hear me? And I'd certainly be watching my faith. And am I really born again? Do I know the Lord? Do I have aught with other people? Can I do better at my house? Can I reach out to somebody, maybe share my faith? Am I losing you today? What are you going to do about it? I can't do nothing about it. You're the only one that can do something about it. I can't do for you. But you can do for you. I want you to think about it long and hard, man. Live like it'll happen today. As you see that big old map. That's just one map. That's a crazy map, by the way. Y'all hear me? I'm to be ready. I'm to be ready. Say that verse with me. This is Jesus speaking. This is His words. Therefore, help me, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you what? The Son of Man comes. Some people think, well, He's going to come, see, when it don't look like He's coming. I don't think that verse means that. I think the verse means this. He's going to come when you don't give a hoot. When you hear messages like this and you hear 12 of them and you stay stubborn and you won't bow the knee, He's going to come in an hour that you were wrong. Y'all hear me? Just think about it. You might say, I don't like Him today. That's all right. If I could shake you a little bit, to see you saved. Did you know the Bible tells us that we're to preachers and people that are going to win people to Christ? Sometimes we have to get burned ourselves. We have to reach into the fire sometime and pull them out. And some of you, you might be listening, watching online. You don't know how close to hell you are. Do something about it. Amen? Live like it'll happen today. What did Jesus say about the end times and His coming again, the end of the world? He said this, who then is a faithful and wise servant? This was His answer He was giving to His disciples. Whom His Lord hath made ruler over His house to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant. Say it with me. Say this out loud. Whom His Lord, when He comes, shall find Him what? Shall find Him what? Doing. Verily I say unto you that He shall make Him ruler over all His goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays His coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, or live like a crazy person, and to eat and drink with the drunk, the Lord of that servant shall come, say it with me, in a what? Day, when he's not looking for him. And in a what? Hour, that he's what? Not aware of. And cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be what? Weeping and gnashing. Gary, you don't believe in that weeping and gnashing of teeth stuff, do you? I do, because he said it.
You understand what I'm saying? Are we cool there or not? You're like, I can't believe I got up and come to church for this. How many know when you come to church sometime, you're going to get this? That's like most of you can count on. Amen. Come on, man. Imminent storm. So I'm to believe it'll happen, and I should live like it could happen when? Today. Keep looking. When I got saved in that little country church of Rockingham, it was 413 Airport Road, and the church was Temple Baptist Church, Rockingham, North Carolina. The night before, my mother had been watching Billy Graham. Many of you know this, some of you don't. She was drunk, TV on. He used to come on the main channel like NBC, ABC. You didn't have remote, so you're stuck. If you're drunk, you can't change a channel, then you're watching Billy. And that's what Mama did. And God's Word found her right where He needed to find her that night in that chair. But Mama had to do something about it. And though she was drunk, the gospel broke through. So if you're half intoxicated here today, you're okay. We got you. The gospel can break through. Got it? Here we go. And so that night she said, we're going to church in the morning. I cussed her out. She didn't have a car. Next morning, she got up and walked to church with me. As I'm still cussing at her and all this kind of mess going up the hill, about a mile or so up to that church. She did something about it. You see what I'm saying, yes or no? She did something about it. And guess what happened in the process? Her son got saved too. I put my faith in Christ. It was 3 weeks later, but thank God they were preaching the word and I had to do something about it. Got it? Now here's the cool thing. Jesus stands at your heart's door knocking. He's doing it right now. He's knocking. Some of you know right now, listening or watching online, you know that you need to really open up your heart to the Lord. He's knocking. It ain't like He ain't there. He is. But you got to do something about it. You got to open that door. Got to open that door. He'll break my door down. No. Like Miss Karen played. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. Waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. What are you going to do about it? Well, I got saved. Now, you might say, why are you telling me all that? Well, it's because I'm preaching. And I was a nothing. I was a nothing. And maybe I shouldn't have felt that way, but that's how I felt. I grew up in Rockingham. My mother was a drunk. Now she's saved. I get all that. But I just can't wipe away everything that's happened in my life. As a young guy, 16 years old, we ain't got nothing. I am nothing. I'm angry. And I got saved, but all that magic wand don't just wipe all that away and you become like, look at you now. And I found me some hope. I found some hope. It was in this verse, number 2, verse 2. Well, I'll read verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. I'm a nothing, but now I'm a son of God. I was a nothing, now I'm a son of God. That's what that verse says. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew Him not. And then this verse changed my life, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we'll see Him as He is. You might say, Clark, how did that change your life? That verse changed my life because I felt like I was a nothing, a nobody. I didn't matter. I was garbage. And that verse radically got a hold of my heart and said, Gary, you're now a son of God. You're my son, Gary. You're my son, Gary. And it might not appear yet what your life's going to be, Gary. But I got special things for your life, Gary. If you'd have told me then, I'd go off to college. First one in my family. Are you kidding me? College? Now, to some of you, it's no big deal. College is normal for you. It's not normal for me where I lived in East Rockingham. College? Then I'd come to a little town called Englewood. Sat under a wonderful pastor for 17 years. Serve with him. Learn. Start a church like this one. From nothing, that two nickels to rub together. You say, Gary, where'd all that come from? It came from verse number 2. You hear me or not? You never know when you do something about something. Things can change. God changed my life. And now people literally drive up here to hear what I got to say. That is a crazy world we live in, ain't it? Jesus really matters to me. I don't get it right all the time. I disappoint him. But he never has left me. He loves me. He's made my life count. He wants to do that in your life. You hear me? And many of you, he has done it in your life. Yes or no? Amen? Thank you, Lord. What a powerful verse. Beloved, now we the sons of God, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know, we might not have all the answers, but we know when he shall appear, we're going to be like him. And we're going to see him that day as he is. Now look at that next verse. Say it with me out loud. Every man or woman that has this confident belief, this confident expectation, every man that has this what? Hope in him does what? Purifies himself even as he is what? Pure. You want to get your act together? You want to get your life on the right path? Then do something about it. Do something with these messages I've been giving you. Let it change your life. Put your faith in Christ. Follow him more devotedly. You hear me? Do something about it. Say that out loud. How many remember that song, Live Like You're Dying? Country, great song. To the believer, we should live like we're what? Live like you're leaving. It's funny, when we leave, when Kim and I go away on a vacay or something like that, man, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you check that? We've even turned around before. Think I left the iron on. You know, I think I left this on. And you know you didn't, but you just are crazy. What if we gave detail like that to our life? Like, I'm not going to be here much longer on this earth. I don't have that many days left. Wouldn't we be different if we live like we were what? Leaving. Almost done. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Live like you're leaving. Got it? Instead of getting depressed all the time, do something with your life. Get out of that drunken chair like my mama did. In the face of harassment from a son cussing her for what she was about to do, she did it anyway. Be strong like mama. You hear me? Your whole world can change. What a great God we have. Last thing right here. You better do something. I don't have to listen to you, Clark. What do you know? Well, I know more than you know. Because I know Him. And I know some Scripture. I'm not the brightest bulb, but I got this one down. You better do something. When? Today. Today is the day of salvation. Does the Bible say that? Does it say tomorrow? It don't. You're in a room right now, or you're watching online in a hotel, and I got you right now. You need to make a decision. Because if you don't, you're done. What's the Bible say? Towards the end of the Bible. End of the Bible. Here's what it says. You better do something. And I saw a great white throne. This is for people that don't put their faith in Christ. It's for people who did nothing. I saw a great white throne and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. No place. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in those books according to their what? Works. I'm good. I give money. We're going to see how far that'll get you. I go to church, christen, baptize, you name it. A lot of people believe in works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell were delivered up, and the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their what? You need to make a decision. Am I going to be judged based on what Jesus did for me on the cross, or am I going to be judged based on what I did for me? Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus and you shall be saved. Believe on Gary, you be lost. Put your name in there. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the said out loud, the what? You don't die once. You do if you're a believer. If you're an unbeliever, you die twice. And really, you never stop dying for all eternity. You don't believe that, do you? Why wouldn't I believe the Bible over you? I'm going to believe the Word of God. Never done me wrong. Verse 15, would you say it with me? And whosoever was not found written in the book of life were what? Do something about it. What you going to do about it? What you going to do about it? My advice? Do something. Let's thank the Lord for His word. We're done today. Man, come on.